flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. As soon as Jalen Hurts starts talking, we will bring it to you
after the top five
live.
Yeah, if he cuts into the top five,
can you imagine with the heat already between you guys?
Yeah, I know.
If he starts talking,
like when he put his ear up after the run on Sunday, I thought that was directly at us.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, I think it was.
But if he gets me back, in the middle of this segment, with the amount of accountability that has to be bestowed, I think that's the right word upon one WIP host,
You did use the word bestowed there.
Thank
correctly.
You. Yeah, never a doubt.
All right, let's do it.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So what I have for you today, my five favorite pieces of audio from the last couple of days. Now, number five, Spike, you're going to have to help me with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you heard this guy's voice. His name is Luke Nichols.
Yes.
Who is a WIP producer, but more does overnight stuff on the weekends. One of the newer, younger kids around here.
Never even heard of him.
Yeah. Has a crazy deep voice.
Yeah, so during, when we were off, I actually turned it on one day and I was like, it sounded like it was fake. Ike, his voice is so deep, it sounds like it's altered. And Wolfie, our buddy who works for the Stern Show, sent me a text and he's like, I need him. I need him for Stern. I need Howard to hear his voice.
And we're talking about, like, this is not just your regular old radio show.
This is Stern. This is what I grew up. This is what the Howard Stern Show is. What made me, and you're talking to somebody who grew up with his father as a big time radio show host. Me, Howard Stern was what made me want to do this. So the fact that Howard Stern wanted to talk to friggin' Luke, who I don't even think I've met him.
Right.
So anyway, so we got Wolfie Luke's info, and then Luke was on. They had him on.
Yeah,
on the Stern Show. Yes.
Yeah. And here's how a little bit of it sounded.
Maybe you got a shtick. Like, what? Let's give this guy a word. By the way, have you ever been on the radio?
Yeah, I work for WIP in Philadelphia, actually, a sports radio station. So, the last hour talking about Philadelphia sports fans, I related to it very much and understood everything you were saying.
Are you one of those odd-looking guys that's way too tall and you like kind of, because you got such a bizarrely deep voice?
No, I'm about 6'2", white, kind of skinny and awkward looking. I'm not like freakishly tall. So kind of normal looking, I guess.
Yeah, because you sound like you're like 7'7", and you got gigantic hands and feet.
I was going to say, like Lurch or something.
Yeah,
not like Andre the Giant or anything. No.
You rang.
So, you know, what he sounds like to me is there was a guy that used to call up, and I think Stern's had two Bigfoots, but the Bigfoot from my era was used to be a bouncer at 15 North in Westchester, that bar in Westchester. And he was in that movie Bubble Boy or whatever with Jake Gyllenhaal, that guy. But he does sound, Luke does sound like one of those guys like George Murison. Like, that's what he looks like. But he doesn't look like that.
No, his voice is crazy.
Yeah.
His voice is absolutely crazy.
So congratulations to Luke for making it on the Stern Show.
And you always remember where you work.
Yes, absolutely.
That's a big mention.
Yes, he said the name.
said the name. My fourth favorite piece of audio of the last couple days is there's nothing quite like seeing Giants fans watch Saquon Barkley.
Mm.
And this kid watching Saquon on like a live stream, I thought it was a perfect reaction.
Come on, dude. I can't watch him, man. I can't watch him. I've been trying all year to hate watch, but every time I watch a Philadelphia Eagles game, this man goes off every time. And every time I get reminded that we paid Daniel Jones instead of Saquon Barkley. I get reminded that every time, man. I don't get it. I don't understand how everyone else saw that we should have paid this man except the guy that had to pay him. And he paid Daniel Jones instead of Saquon Barkley. And I'm sick every time I watch it. I get sick when I watch this.
Break out the sad violin.
Yeah. Poor guys. Well, you know what's sad? They could have just paid both of them. Is that Saquon Barkley makes $12 million a year. It's not like they could have paid them both.
Yeah, and the contract that Saquon wound up signing, they could have given Saquon that. They gave that to Daniel Jones in a signing bonus. Like,
yes, yeah.
Yeah, they could have easily done both.
Very easily done both. They just chose not to do it.
Yeah.
Who are Giants fans rooting for on Sunday?
Oh, they have to be rooting for the Commanders.
Oh, this coming Sunday? Yeah, they hate us. We are the Giants' number one rival. Check this out. Daniel Jones and Sterling Shepard were at the game Sunday.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I bet Daniel Jones and Saquon are cool.
Yes.
They have to
be
cool.
They are good friends, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, how about
that? They don't have to be, but they are.
Yeah, no, I think they are, though. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Guess who's going to be the backup quarterback next year?
Daniel Jones?
Look. Don't say I would love. I mean, come on.
Well, he brought it up.
I would. Look, I'm just going to say this.
You going to do the stats comparison?
I'm just saying, because everyone loves to do the stats with Jalen and Josh Allen.
Yep.
Just look at the year that Daniel Jones went to the playoffs and won that playoff game, 2021, mm-hmm. and played with Saquon. Mm-hmm. Look at the stats from Daniel Jones that year and Jalen this year. And that isn't to say that Daniel Jones is as good as Jalen. That's not mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. But Daniel Jones ran for 700 yards that year, completed 68% of his passes, threw for 3,200 yards. I'm just saying, if you want somebody to run, what we talk about with Tanner McKee and Kenny Pickett is that you have to change the complete offense.
Yeah.
I don't think you have to do that with Daniel Jones.
Well, he does have the same athleticism.
He can run.
Jalen has
whatever.
And probably faster than Jalen.
And I think
so, actually.
I think I don't think Daniel Jones is a starter. I don't think he's going to win a Super Bowl. Any of those things. But as a backup quarterback here, as a reclamation project, I would have no problem with Daniel Jones.
Yeah. How long would it take you to say Daniel Jones should be the starter?
I'm not a big Daniel Jones guy.
Okay.
Because in his
I couldn't tell.
No. In his
are you a Dable guy?
I am a Dable guy.
But, I go down that
so
road.
So am I.
But as far as Daniel Jones goes, I've been around him. He doesn't like, you know how Jalen Hurts does exude confidence, and you mm-hmm. like that from a quarterback. Daniel Jones does not. And that, I think, is tough, right? Like he
it's hard for him to inspire the other guys.
Yes, but I think as far as a backup quarterback goes, I think he is more talented than Kenny Pickett is. I think he can run an offense more similar to Jalen Hurts than Kenny Pickett can. And I think you can run, I just think as a backup quarterback, Daniel Jones would be a good selection for the Eagles.
Kenny Pickett under contract next year?
He is. For like $5 million or something.
Would you rather have, all things considered, Daniel Jones or Tanner McKee as the backup next year?
Tanner McKee.
Okay.
Yeah, I would rather have Tanner McKee. I think there's more, based on what my eyes have seen, I think there's more there. But if they're not ready to make him the two or something, I would love to trade Kenny Pickett and have Daniel Jones here instead.
My third favorite piece of audio from the last couple of days takes us to this weekend where Jolly, as he usually does, gives us a gem.
You tweeted at a 10:45. This was just funny. Huge drive. That is balls. And balls were in all caps.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Jolly.
To me, balls are the key to sports. To me, balls are the key to life.
Huh?
Balls are the key to life.
Well, I mean,
having them is what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, as far as being the key to life, from a biological sense.
That's an obvious statement.
Yeah, they are.
There, yes.
Yeah, they are.
They certainly are the key to life. They are.
So the conviction with Jolly says everything is
yes.
part of the Jolly charm.
Yes.
Yes. No doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt. My second favorite piece of audio. We talked about Sherelle Parker, Mary Parker, yep, the other day with the Eagles chant. She screwed it up. Well, yesterday she admitted to screwing up the Eagles chant.
Oh, good.
We don't promise perfection. I'm so happy that I never have, especially after I couldn't spell Eagles right.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
I do appreciate her being humble there.
Yes.
Especially when I couldn't spell Eagles right.
Yes.
There we go.
That's a good moment.
The yes. best way to handle it.
Yes.
Yes.
She should have done it on this show.
Yeah,
but
she found a way to get that in there. Like, she planned to have that in there, yes, to make sure it gets addressed, that she knows she messed up the Eagle chant.
And I'm in on Mayor Parker now.
Yeah. Hey, see? It's all about owning accountability.
Up to it. Would love to have Mayor Parker on the show on Friday to do a proper Eagles chant.
Ooh.
and clear the air.
Like that.
And I'm not going to say we're never going to play the screwed up one again, because
we will.
Definitely
it's
are.
It's already a part of the
yes.
montage. It's already in the end of week montage.
Yes. I was going to say, it's already a part of the montage.
But at least she admitted to it. Admitted yep. it. Good humbleness from Mayor Parker.
But my favorite piece of audio goes to John Johnson,
mm,
who, when we were out, he was roasting us, saying, oh, they take off. Oh, I'm right. the hardest worker here at WIP, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then he, absent from his show Monday morning.
Okay.
Because of some snow.
Oh, and you gotta be kidding.
And here's what he had to say about it. I mean, listen to the dramatics.
Morning. I was not with you yesterday. Some people know that. Some people do not. Yeah, I, at a certain point, I'm like, yeah, I'm not getting to work. The snow was just unbearable in the area where I was at, and I did not want to potentially die trying to get to work. It's what? A bummer. It's what it is. Thank you so much to Hunter Brody, who lives in an area where it didn't get impacted
as
much.
It's South Jersey!
Is he serious? He lives in South Jersey?
Well, Bros lives in South Jersey.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He lives in the Chamonix.
Yeah, but I live that direction. We got like 6 inches, seven inches. I shoveled at 9, 10 o'clock at night, mm-hmm, and then everything was fine.
I don't know. And then the morning show had to come in.
I didn't want to die.
I didn't want to die.
That's the one that got me.
It's 3 inches of snow, John.
Yeah. Are we talking about, it's not the blizzard of 96.
Exactly right.
I didn't want to die.
That is egregious.
Come on, Jan Johnson. The night of the divisional round playoff game.
And he didn't come
that
in.
Game versus the Rams. He didn't want to come in and talk about that.
He didn't want to die. You know what? I need to launch an investigation, because of what I think was happening here. As John Johnson knew the snow was coming, he saw an opportunity. He had a little too much to drink and eat watching the game, and he was in no condition to come in. And he knew he was calling out the entire time. Look, this is like when you're a kid and you see snow's coming and you don't do your homework, and all of a sudden the snow's not as much as you thought it was, so you got a fake
sick. What, we got school?
You got fake sick the next day because you didn't do your homework.
Yep.
That's what happened to John. I need an investigation launched by Rod Lakin right now. Rodney Lakin.
Rodney.
Right now.
Going full name.
Yeah.
It's a tough look for John Johnson.
You snipped that out.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Mr. I work all the time. Afternoon show, bunch of slackers.
Yeah.
I know that that shift's tough, you know, when there's, nothing, when there's nothing to talk about.
No doubt about it.
That's a layup show. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's after the Eagles just beat to go to the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. You open up the phones. You don't need to do the 7 hours of your
night.
Favorite candy.
And he was even miffed. He wanted to make sure Broads did snack of the night. Like, Broads got important business to do.
Yeah.
Broads made it, and you're putting Broads' life in danger?
Wait a minute. He's making sure Broads is doing snack of the night night of the...
Yeah. I mean, come on, Johnson. Lock in for me one time.
Unbelievable.
I didn't want to die.
Stop being a Johnson.
Yeah. I don't think...
There it is. It's 3 inches of snow, John.
What's he doing?
I know. Also, the morning show came in.
Yeah, no problem.
They were driving at 3 a.m.
Yeah, believe me. The camera didn't take off.
I know. That's big of him. Yeah. You know he was terrified. There's no way he can drive in the snow.
He lives on Columbus Avenue.
I was going to say, he's 10 minutes away from here.
Yeah.
15 minutes away.
This hour is brought to you by Guy Dedorn Window. Take advantage of Guy Dedorn Window's big winter sale through January. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
What is Jalen doing?
Yeah, I know.
So I think Elliot's gave me the heads up. He's like walking to the podium. So it could be any second.
Any second. Well, we wouldn't want to interrupt OK Andrew, but we'll go to him anyway. OK Andrew, you're on WIP. What's up, buddy?
What it do, fellas?
What it do, Andrew?
What it do?
What it do? Okay.
So, we're going to set the standard here. What is a quarterback's responsibility? You guys tell me.
I'm not doing this.
Why don't you tell me what a quarterback's responsibility is?
Win the game.
Take care of the ball. Make the right passes. Make the right decisions. Pre-read the defense. Read the offense during the play. And win the game. Jalen Hurts does all of those things. So what else does he have to do?
Nothing.
You guys to consider him
nothing.
A good quarterback?
Nothing. I think he's the best quarterback in the NFL.
I would say he's top five. He's probably five.
No, yeah. Okay. Sure.
Yep.
Yep,
I think he is, too. That's a good call. I've made a commitment for the rest of this show. I think you're right. He does actually, he does everything really, really well. There's honestly, I don't think there's anything to criticize, and I think you have it spot on.
The only thing I criticize is get the ball out.
Yeah. No. I don't think you understand. He wins.
He does win.
Yeah.
If he has to make the plays, look at 2 years ago.
Yeah. And there haven't been any – the best thing is that there haven't been any games between 2 years ago and now to analyze.
No. Spike. So, Jalen Hurts, great quarterback, MVP candidate, 2022, outplays Mahomes in the Super Bowl, has, what, 35 total touchdowns?
Wait, didn't you tell me he won? He just wins, right?
He wins. He.
But he didn't win that game. But you give him credit for it anyway.
He was going against Big Red on the sideline.
Here's my question, okay? Yeah, and I want to see if you can explain this to me. If Jalen gets credit for the win, even when he doesn't play particularly well because he's doing enough to win, why don't you pin the loss on him even though he played well in the Super Bowl? Like, why doesn't he get credit for the loss in that situation?
The defense gave up how many points?
No. But you say he does enough to win. He just wins. So I want to know if when he doesn't complete a lot of passes, when he holds the ball too long, gets sacked, all that stuff, but they win, it's enough. Why is it not enough when they lost?
Well, when they lose, maybe one or two games it's on him. The games this season, two games, two drops. One of them he got injured, and the Buccaneers game, all right, maybe you can put a little bit of blame on him, but realistically...
Didn't he throw an interception to end the Falcons game?
Pretty sure that's the one that...
Wait a minute. The last offensive play of that game, what happened for the Eagles?
Okay.
What's that?
Turn the ball over.
Right. Okay. So, you see what I'm saying? I think Jalen is good at a lot of things, obviously, because they've won a lot of games. But, oh, sorry, okay. Jalen's speaking of Jalen, he's talking now.
Jalen, how's the from last game? What have the last few days been like?
I've just been progressing, taking it a day at a time. Was able to participate today and be involved and stuff, so just taking it a day at a time.
You feel like you're still on track to play Sunday?
Yeah.
Do you feel like you'd be able to play like you usually do, like be able to run and do
all- Every game is different, so just want to take it a day at a time and continue to progress.
How's the finger? Is that getting any better as time goes on here?
Over time, it's gotten better.
Not 100%, though. Not 100%, I guess.
What do you see from Washington's defense on film since the last time you played?
Really well-coached group. They fly to the ball. They affect the passer. Got great defensive backs. I think they're a great team, obviously, too. To be playing consistent ball like they have, they're a really good team, really, really good group on defense for sure.
Obviously, you have to focus on the Washington defense, but I'm curious if when you face someone who's having a season like Jaden Daniels, do you pay attention to it? Do you notice it?
In what regard?
And just in general for playing the position.
Yeah, you're always watching ball. You know, you see the game on. We played. They played Saturday, and we played the next day, and doing meetings and passing. You definitely see all the competition out there, and everyone going out there and competing. And you know, we know this is a really good team. They got great quarterback, great wideouts, and a well-coached group. So it'd be a great challenge for us.
When you're watching film of them, of their defense, especially from that last game, and you're not in there, how difficult is that? Do you think about if I'm in there? This could have been a different game. Just out of not a shot at Kenny, but just out of
no, you pride know, in yourself. I didn't think that way. So it's about the group and ultimately executing as a group. And sometimes things function differently from player to player, but ultimately it's about winning. And I've always been in support of that.
What was it
trying
like,
to find a way to win?
Sorry. What was it like as a young quarterback having Zach Ertz, a guy like that, a veteran? What did you learn from him? What was it like being around him?
I feel like our time is very brief, but I know he's a very hard worker. Abounded in the weight room, that's for sure. His work ethic and all the time he's been into taking care of his body. The little things that come from just being fresh and ready to go. And he's had a very long and great career being able to, I mean, he's still making an impact, a huge impact playing big time ball.
How much pride do you take in the turnaround of this team turnover-wise this year? If you looked at Sunday's game, teams that had zero turnovers are the ones that won. You guys struggled with that early on. How much pride do you take in that you guys turned that around this year?
I take great pride in winning. That's the most important thing. That's the only thing that matters, and it looks different, you know. It looks different, and it's looked different throughout the course of my years here, but it's always been about winning. So winning the turnover battle is important to that. Jaylen, it's very important.
Sorry. With there is a German rookie on the squad of the Commanders who's protecting Jaden Daniels. His name is Brandon Coleman. Did you notice him already? Do you have any thoughts about him?
Center? What position does he play?
Offensive tackle?
No, I have not. I have not.
With your teammates saying you checked out of plays on Saquon's long touchdown runs, how gratifying is that part of the game, and how much does it help to have that control there to be able to do that and enhance, you know, getting a better play like that?
Those are things. I'm just doing my job. And, you know, that's been a big part of our success and being able to get to some of the things we want to when we want. And obviously Saquon being able to make some real, you know, explosive plays, explosive runs in those moments. So just everybody doing their job, you know, guys blocking down the field, getting things set up front, all of it comes together.
How often do you get back into the lounge, and is it important for the quarterback to do things like that?
Depends on who I see in there. Sometimes I get a little triggered and I'll come get you some. A little bit. I won the day. So.
And that was Isaiah Rodgers, or was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you raised your arms when Saquon went on that 70-yard touchdown.
And DK.
Sorry.
I don't want to be, like, talking crap about them, you know. Like, they did lose today, though.
Yeah, just raising your arms and a touchdown signal there. Like, Barkley's, like, 2 yards off the line of scrimmage. How did you know that play was going to go the distance?
Well, I saw it from my vantage point. I just knew that he was going to hit the crease and go. And some of it is also, a lot of it is our execution and what we've been able to do, but also just the feel of the game, I guess, confidence in him being able to make a play in that moment. And I saw it. We were communicating back there and getting on the same page, and we were able to get everything set so he can make a big-time play.
Being in the NFC Championship game for the second time in 3 years for you, how's this experience different? I mean, does it seem like you've had to overcome like a lot more challenges to get back here? And how do you approach, you know, just what this feeling is like?
I've taken it one day at a time.
I think that's probably good. We got the injury stuff, which is what we cared about. So to the headline at the beginning, Jaylen said he plans to play, mm-hmm. that he went through some of the things today during the walkthrough, and that the knee has gotten better since Sunday, is what he said. And he said, he wouldn't comment really on how limited he'd be, but he plans to play and play like Jalen Hurts.
Yep.
It's all good news. All good news.
Yep.
All right, coming up next, maybe Kellen Moore's not going to get the Cowboys job. Dun, 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 or is this Jerry Jones just screwing with us? Talk about it next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
All right. The Super Bowl is right around the corner, everybody. So what's the plan? Are you going to do the same thing you do every year, or are you ready to step it up and try something even better? Get a Super Bowl experience like no other at the Verizon Super Bowl Fan Fest, coming to Lincoln Financial Field on February 9th. Now, you'll get exclusive access to the stadium where your favorite players make history, meet the game's most legendary players, all while enjoying live music and crushing some game day bites. Now, we all know the Super Bowl only comes around once a year, so who's ready to celebrate bigger than ever before? Tickets are going fast. Don't miss out. Visit your local Verizon store and find out about free tickets today. Must be 18 years or older to attend. Additional terms and conditions apply. See VerizonFanFest.com for details.